This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Like in my generation, when I got out of school, that when Bobby Kennedy and Dr. King had been assassinated in the 70s, and they said,
no, that would be 1968.
Up to that time, remember, none of the women would know this, and a couple of men may have known.
Women won't know.
That was a time in the early 60s, where it was drop out, go to Haight Ashbury, don't get engaged, don't trust anybody over 30.
There you go, folks. Joe Biden, that was in 2019 when he was running, if you want to call it that, for president. And he says that Martin Luther King and those guys were shot in the 70s. And, oh, by the way, women, let me just throw one in here. You probably won't understand it. You won't know this. But we men do. But, no, he's not a misogynist or anything. And, oh, while we're on the subject of Joe Biden, he did mention about his brain malady.
And I had these terrible headaches. Was diagnosed with having anyway, they had to take the top of my head off a couple times, see if I had a brain.
As I like to remind people, in comedy, there is truth. Yeah, Biden, to see if you have a brain. So, and we're going to talk about Biden's appointments on different things. You've already seen the outcome of that with people like Sam Brenton, the luggage thief, and the total freak. Well, he's got others, and the ones that get rejected and get beat up in the Senate, we're going to do a show strictly on those, just to show you the level of people that are out there that the Democrats want to put into office that have absolutely no expertise. They should be nowhere near legislating you. But right now we're going to focus a little bit on, because we talked the first hour about January 6th. We're going to continue on this January 6th thing. But I do want to talk about Biden and his brain. I don't think people know how many surgeries this guy's had. Is Joe Biden's, the idea, honestly, as I think, as I reflect back on 2020 in the election, the idea that the Democrats' only hope was with a guy whose brain needed a defibrillator was amazing. I mean, at the time when that we played that first clip, Jill Biden was having to essentially cover for Joe Biden at the time. Jill Biden to the rescue. So at the time when everybody was sort of questioning Biden's mental acumen, a guy named Dr. Neil Castle, the man who performed surgery on Biden 3 decades ago following 2 brain aneurysms, said effectively that Biden's brain functions like a well-oiled machine. And here's what Politico reported at the time. They said that Castle assured Americans that the 76-year-old Biden has all his sensibilities and is as sharp as he was 31 years ago. Now, I'm going to ask you this question. I do realize we do get brighter. We get more expertise as we get older, more experiences. But there's a saying, I've forgotten more than a lot of people know. And that's true. So, here's my point. Why are you lying to us? Joe Biden, he was never that bright of a guy, but you're going to tell me he's sharper today than he was in his 40s. I'm not going to do a compare and contrast. You listen to Joe Biden today, depending on when you catch him, he tries to get all fired up early in the morning, but then by the afternoon he's like talking like this because they can't keep him going all day. Go listen to him when he was in his 40s. It's still mostly nonsense. When Joe Biden was making sense, you know what he was saying? He was saying things that sounded very conservative. But for the most part, the stuff he was spitting out, he spit it out, but he didn't sound like he does today. Even though he is a knucklehead whether you look at him 31 years ago or now. But occasionally he gets something right, because he was a bit of a centrist. But boy, has he changed. And you know what changed him? You ready? It's going to shock you. Money. I know, right? Shocker. Yep, money. So, anyway, the guy says this: I'm going to vote for the candidate who I'm absolutely certain has a brain that is functioning and that narrows it down to exactly one. Trying to be funny. I'm not here to make a commercial for Donald Trump. Don't care. Don't know, don't care. But I want you to just chronicle the nonsensical stuff that Joe Biden says. I will never forget this Australian host laughing when Joe Biden came up with the... Do you remember? Do we have that clip?
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. From Charlotte... another line going from in Florida down to Tampa.
Of Putin's kleptocracy.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him. The idea that Los Angeles what am I doing here? For two reasons. One, we haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is, let me say another way. But the nature, not solid meaning they make a very good point. Here's the deal. Here's what drives the driver in the states that are affected. Here's what you can do, the drivers.
We want to expand pre-K for 3 and 4 year olds, millions of pre-K.
Where'd you guys find it? That was actually better. But it's the... that's a whole litany of them. But folks, by the way, those are all recent. I mean, we're not going back into the past. Am I wrong to say that this is happening every single day? And this is a guy, when you wonder, okay, because we're going to do this thing on the appointments that he's making. Now, he's not the one making these decisions. Somebody else is doing it for him. But are you really that brain dead to let them make those kind of decisions?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We wanted security. We wanted safety. There was no insurrection, and there wasn't going to be an insurrection. It was made up by these sick people. Nancy Pelosi and the D.C. mayor refused. If they'd listened to me, my recommendation, none of this would have happened, and you wouldn't have heard about January 6th as we know it. They covered up multiple tweets, and they covered up a video which were censored by Twitter and the FBI, in which I called for law and order and for no violence. And then they pushed an absurd and discredited story where I supposedly lunged for the steering wheel in an attempt to commandeer a presidential limousine. Think of it. I lunged for a steering wheel. And they believe that story. Nobody believes that story. The committee barely even discussed the catastrophic security failures at the Capitol. And they didn't discuss the other thing, the reason that everybody went there, the election, which was a corrupt disaster. They did not discuss why the doors were flung wide open for people to walk right in. and they didn't discuss the role of federal informants. Most importantly, the Unselect Committee did not produce a single shred of evidence that I in any way intended or wanted violence at our Capitol. The evidence does not exist because the claim is baseless and a monstrous lie. They know it. It's just like the Russia hoax. This is absolutely no different. It's misinformation, the only thing they're good at. Cheating in elections, misinformation. The events of January 6th were not an insurrection. They were a protest that tragically got out of control and which the left has been weaponizing ever since to censor, spy on, and persecute American citizens. The entire phony hoax is about taking away your speech, taking away your vote, and taking away your freedom. These are sick people. These are Marxists, and they're very dangerous and very bad people.
Well said, Mr. Former President. Well said. What are you gonna add to that? What we're learning, people, is what we already know. The Democrats orchestrated everything that you saw. And I have one absolute bona fide way to prove it. You ready? First of all, Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This way that I will prove it is obvious. I think I've already said it if you listened earlier in the broadcast, but I'll say it again since we're an hour or two. But here's what I want to know. You have hundreds of thousands of people who go to D.C. because they're upset. They believe the election had been stolen, and it had been. And they get to D.C., and I don't know if you know this, but one of the things was that we claimed was that there were a lot of people dressed in Trump gear, Trump, MAGA hats and stuff, that were not Trump supporters. There are two things that are circulating. One, there's a video that shows people getting out of their red gear and back into their blue gear. That happened at the time. Number two, there's a black guy who filmed inside of the Capitol building, and without his gear on. Then another time they spotted him, he's got a Trump MAGA hat on that looks like it's a camouflage hat. That guy got $70,000 to tell his story, and he's a member of BLM or Antifa, one or the other. So they said, produce some evidence that people were wearing Trump gear. They showed that. We already talked about this guy who's in the horns, who the Capitol Hill police are walking through the place. He did no damage, and he's in prison. I could go on. What about Ray Epps? We've been talking about this guy for a long time. He, in multiple instances, is talking about, let's go in. They were talking about all the people that have been arrested. Look at the people who got arrested, who they have no evidence on, weren't inciting any violence, didn't tell people to go in. And they got nothing. Ray Epps, nothing. Being lauded on Capitol Hill is what I've heard, or in the press. Nothing makes sense, because it never will. But here's the evidence. I'd love for somebody to refute it. If you say, Kevin, you're full of it, man, there's just doesn't have anything, then let me know. Because I believe I have definitive evidence. And here it is. If hundreds of thousands of people marched on D.C., and there was all this activity outside that they were talking about, people, let's charge in, let's go in. And Trump says they had doors open. You can see police are letting them in. I don't know if you've seen Tucker Carlson's film footage from inside the Capitol, but if you're that hell-bent on getting inside, why don't you destroy it? How is the Capitol still standing? Have you seen real riots? Have you seen real looting, as an example? I don't know what's in. I mean, I've been to the Capitol many times. I just go and I go to the building I need to go to, the people I need to see, and I'm in and I'm out. And I will tell you, show me the damage. If people are that hell-bent on getting folks, why is it that people aren't running through the halls of this place going, where's Nancy Pelosi? Where's Chuck Schumer? Where are they? Why aren't they screaming for these people for their heads? And when you do see them leaving, I promise you, look at the videos that Tucker Carlson has showed. Show me one Capitol Hill police that looks like he's on guard. I'm talking about weapon at the ready. He's looking behind corners like whoever comes around this corner is going to get shot like they show in the movies. Show me one. I haven't found it. I didn't see one sense of urgency. The only thing you see with that Josh Hawley video that they claim he was running, you see all those people running out, which, by the way, I wouldn't be surprised if the Democrats told them, yeah, act like you're really scared and run out. I saw a video where a Capitol Hill police guy is trying to get people to help him go get some other police. They said, oh, they pinned them down. They didn't pin them down. They said the police believed themselves to be in fear. How do we know that? And just because you believe yourself to be in fear doesn't mean you are. You should be in fear. There's no evidence, to Trump's point. There is zero pointing to any of this that says that this, quote, insurrection occurred. Nothing. Now, I'm bringing all this up. I know I'm talking to you guys. It's all obvious. But I want us to make sure we never let this go. This must be the place where we draw our line in the sand. So, Trump is rightfully calling for the members of the January 6th committee to be tried for treason because they knowingly refused to share the Capitol Hill footage. Now, I don't know if anybody even requested it. I would be curious. Did any other media request this? Because I don't think they did. More when we get back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Tax hikes on the wealthy and taxes on corporate stock buybacks are among the items in President Biden's proposed budget for the next federal fiscal year that he's unveiling in Philadelphia. Heavy, thick snow covering the mountains of California will turn into floodwaters in the next couple of days thanks to a warmer atmospheric river that's coming ashore. Three Los Angeles police officers are in serious condition but expected to survive after they were shot last night in a confrontation with a parolee. Other officers shot and killed that man. An apology from Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw led off his testimony before a Senate committee today.
I'm terribly sorry for the impact this derailment has had on the folks of that community.
That being East Palestine, Ohio, where a Norfolk Southern freight train derailed, spilling deadly chemicals into the ground and the air. Rich Johnson, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You think you can depend on the Republicans? And I ask that question knowing the answer, but I think back, and you got to soul search when you're really looking for answers. And here's my thing. I think back on when did I lose faith in the Republicans? I think I remember my date. It's almost like knowing the date that you turned your life over to God, right, or to Christ. Is I remember it was the day after Barack Obama won against Romney. And I said, I won't trust the Republicans again. Now, keep in mind, Romney is a rhino Republican that McConnell and those guys got behind, and my hand is up. I supported him 100% against Barack Obama. And we couldn't bring him over the finish line, which got me. And I'm glad we didn't in retrospect, but still, I'm thinking to myself, this guy, it turns out he's not a true Republican, so I'm really happy that he didn't make it. But I'm thinking, you got everything you wanted is a Republican in terms of the establishment. Now, the grassroots may have suspected Romney, but I still believe he beat Obama. And even when the Republican establishment got its perfect candidate, think about this. The establishment, the rhinos, the Mitch McConnell factor, got its perfect candidate. It couldn't beat the guy who was probably at the time the worst president in our history, had doubled our debt in 4 years, almost doubled it, had run the deficit up to levels that we'd never seen before, used affirmative action for everything that he got, and we couldn't defeat this loser of a first-term president, Barack Obama. And I remember saying, I'm never following you people again. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I don't know what your moment was. Maybe it was before that. So then, fast forward, we get Donald Trump. Romney's criticizing Trump. At the time, I wasn't on the Trump bandwagon at all. I was a pundit on Fox. I was trying to stay objective. I didn't want to sway anybody's opinions other than just to say, here are the pros and the cons. And at that point, I was still pretty much a Romney guy. I still, at the time, believed that Romney was a great candidate. Here he was. He bridged the gap in Massachusetts, becoming their governor. That should have been a sign right there that told me he wasn't a legitimate Republican. But you know what I liked about him? Married to the same woman. Nice family. No kids were crackheads who married their brother's wives, ex-wives or anything, right? So things like that. It was just more, you know what? He seems to be okay. He would have been a very moderate, at best, president. And again, in retrospect, I'm so glad he didn't make it. And the reason is, I don't know where we'd be in the continuum. I don't know what would have happened had Romney made it. Would we have still been on that slow boil that we've been on for all these years? Because that's where we are. We're on a slow boil. We're getting crushed under the weight of leftism. And while I asked you in a previous segment or two on this broadcast, would you switch places with the left? My answer is no. But I will tell you this. I do admire how much they're willing to fight, cheat, claw, scrap in order to maintain their hold on things, knowing everything that they are under, the pressure they're under. I can't imagine being on that under that kind of pressure and still plotting to steal. Maybe they think it's hopeless. That's the only thing they have left. Because when you look at what we're talking about today, just look at January 6th and see where you are. These people lying through their teeth about everything that has to do with January 6th.
I think there are two parts of this that are deeply concerning. One, of course, is the security part. But the other is, like, what can they practically do with this, right? It's 44,000 hours of footage. There's a lot in there. Can they actively establish a counter-narrative, a visual counter-narrative that will go against what the January 6th committee has presented to the American public? I mean, do you think that's possible?
Not in any complete way. But remember, what we see from these Republicans in the current investigations, you know, I'm on the Oversight Committee, I'm
on the subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government.
Right, and what they are trying to accomplish, and they did this a little bit with the impeachment investigation, is a 30-second soundbite that can be then used and spun a web to create an alternative universe. So is it possible that they could cherry-pick 30 seconds of video and use that as the basis for a completely fictional narrative? Yes, of course, because it's what they do every day. So the possibilities for someone like Tucker Carlson, who has no relationship with the truth, is to cherry pick various portions of it, try to weave it together to create a false narrative that can then go through the right-wing ecosphere.
That, folks, was Democrat Rep. Dan Goldman on MSNBC with the talking points. Oh, they could modify it and do whatever they want to do and show it any way they want, which is what, for 26 months, the Democrats have done. It's incredible to believe that these... let me just tell you, don't expect these people to ever tell you the truth. If they do, they know they are in huge trouble. Why do you think the Democrats have fought so hard to keep Hunter Biden out of the news? What do you think that is? I think you know the answer. Hunter Biden can bring them down. They've got to keep him out of the news. And this is worse. I know it doesn't seem like it because Hunter is, we are so entangled with him and his shenanigans. Quite frankly, he and his father should have been removed forcibly without any vote. We have the Chinese who have them by the yang, man. I'm talking about a solid grip on their little naughty bits. And it's obvious. If you want to imagine the crap storm that would be happening right now, put Donald Trump in the presidency under the same circumstances and ask yourself, what would we be talking about? We wouldn't be talking about anything. Trump would have been ushered out of the presidency. He probably would be in prison. And let me say this, none of us would be mad. He and his son would be in prison. And we would be hoping that somebody could get us out of the problems that we're currently having with China, which are only at the beginning. If you're paying attention, China's making serious overtures. I will tell you, you keep this up. If the Chinese can bring America to its knees, its citizens will get behind them so fast See, right now, the little time I spent in China, I can tell you this. They so admire us. Not our government. The people. They so admire us. I played golf with a Chinese national. He was here on vacation. No, he wasn't a spy. And we aren't in business together. It's the only time I've talked to the guy. And he told me this. He says, we admire you Americans to such a degree. He goes, I don't think you really know. And I went, well, do tell. He goes, we want to do everything you're doing. We want to be like you. We want to sing like you. We want to dance like you. We want to act like you. We want your freedom. We love the way you do what you do. I mean, he went on, and I was just sitting there going, you've got to be. He goes, man, you don't get it. He goes, our government may not, but the people, we know what America is about. They get enough of us to know what they want their country to be, want their lives to be. I want to be specific about that. But the people who run China, they keep an iron fist on them, boy. And let me tell you, I don't know some of these people. Joe Biden wants to bring this lady Julie Su on as Secretary of Labor. She's obviously Chinese. Has she been groomed here for decades by the Chinese to take over this role? What about Hunter Biden's assistant? I don't know. She may have been groomed for other things. But you think that was happenstance? Joe Biden made another recent, what was the guy's name? Ng? Dominic Ng? Made him, put him over APEC? The economic bridge between America and China? You think these things are just by accident? Remember Barack Obama with all the Muslims that were brought into our government? What about the Chinese? Even Chinese here, I saw the movie No Way Out. I saw how much we looked for Yuri when he was right under our nose, that movie with Kevin Costner. How many Chinese do you think are right under our noses and they have been groomed by the CCP to steal from us? I think the number of Chinese spies in America is too much to count. Not a coincidence either.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Was it a mistake by speaking of fucking to give access to the security footage?
My concern is how it was depicted, which is a different issue. Clearly, the chief of the Capitol Police, in my view, correctly describes what most of us witnessed firsthand on January 6th. So that's my reaction to it. It was a mistake, in my view, for Fox News to depict this in a way that's completely at variance with what our chief law enforcement official here at the Capitol thinks.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it for you. The Republicans are a bunch of weak-kneed sissies, a bunch of pansies, and if you're going to let them fight for you, you got sissies fighting for you. It's just a fact. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-7262. 8255. We played this clip earlier. I will give Kevin McCarthy credit that he's learning how to push back a little bit on the Democrats and the media. I will say this. He was one of the J6 people who tried to essentially throw Trump under the bus. And if McConnell were truthful, he would just tell you, look, we're not really Democrats per se, but what we do come together on is when we don't like somebody who's messing up the political system, the elitist system that we've set up, and that's why we're going to destroy Donald Trump. That's why we've targeted him for destruction, and that is why we will partner with the Democrats to do that. Now, we'll play the game. We'll play the political game. We'll act like we're voting down party lines when we know it doesn't matter. If it's 59 to 41, who cares? Oh, all the Republicans were in lockstep against blah, blah, blah. Who cares? They made it. Democrats got what they wanted, so no harm, no foul. But in terms of really getting things accomplished, moving the needle, I say this of many organizations that I know right now. I say to them all the time, listen, what are you doing to move the needle? Show me where you have made significant impact, and don't give me smoke and mirrors. Give me people that you can point to, kids that you go, this kid, we did this. This kid, we did that. This Marine, we did this. This fallen veteran, we did so-and-so. Give me something. Don't give me a bunch of nonsense. Oh, yeah, we've saved conservative education. Really? Show me where. Show me where you can point and go, boy, there were only 12 conservative colleges a year ago, and now there's 18. And over the 10-year period, we're up to 200 or something like that. See, that's the way we measure in management consulting. You can't go into a company and just restate a problem and think that everybody's going to go, oh, great, boy, he's really great at understanding our problem. I walk out of meetings like that. You tell me, okay, folks, here's what I'm going to do. We're going to recap the problems, and then I'm going to start delving into the solutions that we're proposing. If you don't begin a meeting like that at the CEO level, you're done. And you better be validating his problems. You're going to say, look, we've got 10 problems, but I've done research on you, and these seem to be your top three priorities. If you disagree with me, please let me know. Are these your top three priorities? 1, 2, 3. Yes, Kevin, they are. Okay, great. Based on those top three priorities, we believe that the majority of your issue, your $80 million a year leakage or whatever you want to call, whatever the problem is, 80% of it is in these top three problems. Is this something we can work on solving right now? Yes, Kevin. Okay, great. Now, would you like me to propose some solutions to you that I think we can start fixing these problems? And not only will we do it linearly, we will do it, we will build you a Gantt chart. In other words, we'll show you what needs to happen in parallel, but what needs to happen linearly, and we will define metrics, timelines to tell you what needs to happen by when. And if we haven't achieved that, then we aren't worth our goal. We aren't worth our weight. You should get rid of us. Can I build you a plan that will save you 64, if you're losing $80 million, and I'm going to get 80% of your problem is in that area, I'm going to save you $64 million a year, show you how I can do that, give you timelines for when I'm going to accomplish it. If I give you that, are we ready to go? Kevin, what's your cost? You finally got to that. Good deal. Okay, I'm going to charge you $5 million a year over 2.5 years. So to fix your $64 million annual problem, it's going to cost you roughly $12.5 million. So you're getting, it's 10% on your money, essentially, because it's 2 years, it's $64 million a year. We're in the ballpark, right? We're $128 million there. Plus another half of a year. So you're going to be about $150 million. I'm going to charge you $12.5 million to save you $150 million. We good? You don't know how many deals I've won like that? A bunch. Because you're telling somebody, I'm not here to restate your problem. We both know that. But what we're going to do is we're going to prioritize and we're going to fix them. And you're going to be able to watch. Would that just be the best thing you could hear as a consumer as a person who's funding the government, wouldn't you like to know? We're going to address the perceived problem of drugs or whatever, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to put this much money in this. We're going to put them in rehab centers, mental institutions. We're going to invest this much in family and drug counseling at the school level, and we're going to measure every quarter. We're also going to step up interdiction issues. But instead of worrying about the drugs coming into our country, we're going to tell the countries that these drugs are coming out of, if you continue to let these smugglers bring drugs into our country, we're going to cut you off. Has anybody, I'm just curious, have you heard any politician say that? Where do the drugs come from? Well, Kevin, we cook a lot of meth in America. Okay, great. I get that. We got to deal with our own meth issue. We're growing marijuana. Well, marijuana's become a lot less of an issue, right? It's funny. You're not hearing a lot of, we've captured 50,000 tons of marijuana. Why? Because most of these states have legalized it. Suddenly, there's no need to do interdiction. But guess what's been replaced with all this stuff? Fentanyl. Where's it coming from? China and Mexico, and mostly China by way of Mexico. So we've got those drugs coming in, as well as cocaine, and then of course some designer drugs like ecstasy or Molly or whatever it is. So you've got that. We've taken care of a little bit of the drug problem ourselves because they've legalized it and said, oh, who cares? And then, of course, I haven't even talked about prescription drugs. But in the illegal drug arena, do you think it would go away quite a ways if we said to China, hey, listen, if we continue to have these shipments of fentanyl coming into here, we're going to deal with you through our economy. You're going to be cut off. And for every amount of fentanyl that we find, you're going to lose this business. And we will do it either. And by the way, we should be doing this anyway. Nearshore manufacturing. Just think of it this way. If you're getting, right now, last time I checked, our budget was, our deficit, trade deficit with China was $375 billion. So if we have $375 billion and we were to invest it in a manufacturing plant that made whatever's coming out of China, I don't know what's coming out of China that we spend that much money on. But if we just put that much money every year into near shore, what could we do? Now, look, we're going to have to deal with China. So let's say we don't put all $375 billion, but we put $75 billion. We loan GM, what, $10 billion to bail themselves out? Chrysler, GM, what did we loan the airline industry? $5, $10 billion? What could we do year over year with $70 billion that the government says, you know what, we don't even care if we get it back. It's a deficit. Just make the product, make it for free, or make it at a cost, and give it to the American consumer. What could we save? And what would we send to China? And what lesson would we be sending to them? Look, I'm not telling you that's necessarily the solution, but it's certainly something to consider, particularly when your so-called enemy is trying to destabilize your currency, work with your other so-called enemy, Russia, in a war that you're now funding for $200 billion annually. That's what we've spent in Ukraine in materials. Why are we doing all this? If you're inquisitive at all and you're an investigative reporter, these are questions you should be asking. Why are we not putting more emphasis on America? Why are we still doing the same thing, kicking the cans down the road? And then you understand why McConnell doesn't like Donald Trump. Donald Trump is willing to roll up his sleeve and solve problems.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.